Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko on January 18th, 2011, with podcast number 36, You Can Create Your Own Happiness. What if there was one principle about human feelings that would enable you to control your own experience of life? Well, there is, and here's the principle. The meaning you give to what happens to you totally determines your reaction to what happens to you. One meaning can lead to upset and suffering. Another meaning of the same event can lead to excitement, challenge, and happiness. Take a moment and think about this. Because events in the world have no inherent meaning, when you give meaning to events, it seems as if your meaning, how the event is occurring to you, is what is actually happening. In fact, however, your occurring exists only in your mind. This very important principle is relevant in two ways. Our meaning creates our beliefs. First, all of our beliefs about ourselves, others, and life itself are nothing more than the meaning we have given to meaningless events. I'm not good enough is the meaning we've given to parental criticism or dissatisfaction with what we do as a child. Relationships are difficult is the meaning we've given to our parents arguing all the time or to our first couple of unpleasant relationships. Life is difficult is the meaning we've given to difficult childhood experiences where we and our family struggled a lot, etc. So our anxiety, procrastination, concern with the opinion of others, lack of confidence, difficulties in relationships, stress, etc., are all primarily the result of beliefs, the meanings we've given earlier in our lives to meaningless events. By the way, conditionings also play a role. Our meaning determines how reality occurs to us. Second, the meaning we give events determines how they occur for us at the moment. One meaning can lead to a positive occurring, another meaning can lead to a negative occurring. Unfortunately, most of the time, most of us never distinguish between what is actually happening and the meaning we're giving what is happening. For example, your boss asks you a question. If you give it the meaning that your boss is dissatisfied with you, you likely will feel anxious or angry. If you give the same question the meaning that your boss is just trying to get some information, you'll feel calm and provide the information. Another example, your spouse asks you to do something. If you give it the meaning that he is asking because he doesn't trust you to do it on your own, you'll be angry or upset. If you give it the meaning that she is just telling you what she wants, then you'll probably feel nothing at all. When people eliminate all the beliefs that cause a given behavioral or emotional problem, the problem disappears. People who've done this have reported profound changes in their lives. And yet, the changes reported by people who've learned how to dissolve their negative occurrings and be left either with just the unvarnished facts or a positive occurring are even more profound. Here are just a few stories from people in recent Lefko occurring courses to show how powerful it is to be able to control the meaning you give events. Occurrings dissolve instantly. Quote, I found that almost all my occurrings dissolve instantly this week, that there was nothing to really stop and work through except for the one incident above. I feel much lighter emotionally now and a lot less reactive. I find myself looking at situations fairly dispassionately now with a little bit of curiosity as to what may be going on. Love it. Close quote. This is from Renee Maxfield. I've continued to shift my occurrings fairly quickly. Quote, this week I've continued to shift my occurrings fairly quickly. If something happens that triggers a negative feeling, I'm able to distinguish that it's due to my occurring. I then look at alternative meanings, preferably positive ones, and am able to shift the feeling pretty neutral or sometimes more positive. Practicing this technique definitely puts me into the creator space, where I know that I'm creating my reality at every moment. Close quote, Rachel Morgan. In the past, I would have been angry. This time, nothing. Quote, I experience negative occurrences less frequently now, and those that do arise are often removed with little or no conscious effort. Here are some examples from this week's experiences. My body is shocked by an unexpected loud noise caused by someone dropping a heavy object. In the past, I would have been angry. This time, nothing. No occurring. No emotion. Just awareness of the noise and the bodily sensation. Pleased by this, I take the chance to put in place a positive occurring. I'm getting good at this. I'm about to buy the latest eye gadget when the occurring that's pushing me to do so, the sense that it is a must-have, just dissolves, leaving me easily able to make the more reasonable decision to not buy. This ability to dissolve occurrings and the habit of dissolving ones that aren't useful provide great protection against increasingly sophisticated and manipulative marketing strategies. Close quote. This from Robert McFarlane. And finally, it has made my life a lot easier. Quote, so much has happened with my husband and our relationship. He is very negative about everything and is feeling powerless. His eyes are going bad and his walking is very bad as well. He feels his control is gone. He just turned 91. The more powerless he feels, the more control he needs over me and everything happening to us. My occurring is always that he thinks I'm dumb or can't do anything right when he berates me or tells me what to do all day long. Then I remember what he's going through, and he doesn't mean it to hurt me. He needs to feel some control. Then I feel better and know it's not me. All day long, different things happen, and I think, what is the occurring? And it's always negative. Then I think of other interpretations, and the feeling disappears. It's made my life a lot easier and happier. Thank you, Morty. Close quote. This is from Hilda Fogel. You can learn to do what these people have done. Learn how to control the meaning you give meaningless events, and you control your experience of life. Please go to MortyLefko.com, where my blogs are, and share your thoughts and questions on how, by changing the meaning you give events, you control your experience of life. For information about my next Lefko Occurring course, where you learn how to use the Lefko Occurring process to dissolve your occurrings and your negative feelings, please check out occurringcourse.com/discover. For information about eliminating 19 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, go to recreateyourlife.com, where you can eliminate one negative belief free. Thanks for listening, and looking forward to talking to you next week when I'll present podcast number 37. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.